Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics. They're serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. What do? They provide you with portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. You can give them a call Monday at 760-352-8383. That's 760-352-8383. And you can ask for a quote today. Tell them what you got planned, and they'll hook you up. You can also check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/alphalogistics.com. Well, not that com, just Alpha Logistics. I always add the lot.com. Doesn't make any sense. Got Audrey in the house, and yeah. Nicole Hedman, and Brian is in the house. Hi, Brian.
Hunstead.
Hello, Hunstead.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay. He got the last name wrong again.
That's okay.
No, I did. Oh, I did. You
That's
know why?
Okay. Hunstead.
Why did I write that down? I mess that up every single time.
It's okay. I don't know. You want her to be Hedman. It's okay. You can be Hedman. Do we have Ed on the line? He's calling in from the hospital, poor guy.
Hey, Band-Aid boy. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Ed.
How you doing, Eddie?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing pretty well. I think they're going to let me out tomorrow.
Nah, we already called him. You got to do 10 more laps and 15 more sit-ups until you get out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm feeling better. So I'll be ready to get out.
How's the breathing?
Good. Good. They have this little tool that you suck on, and the little disc goes up, and I can pull the thing pretty far. My lungs are working pretty well.
Huh.
That's good.
Guess I should have went to the hospital. I'd have got all this fun stuff. I didn't get nothing.
Yeah, it's a tool you're supposed to use. You have to blow into, and it helps regenerate your lung strength.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't need to do that, did I?
No.
Old loud mouth stall pulls it off again. So
full of hot air.
Oh, more than you know. I could fill up a semi tire just by puffing
and
on
a lot
it.
Of practice.
Pull that thing right to the top.
Absolutely. I'd break it. Hey, so you caught up on all the soap operas?
I haven't even turned on the television.
Oh, my God.
TV. I feel insulted television a lot of the time. The ads are terrible, and the content is so dodgy.
Yeah.
So I read stuff and look at things on my laptop and phone.
So you got any news for us? Anything more positive than you being in hospital?
No. You mean like in our off-road vehicle world?
That would probably be the topic of today.
As long as we're...
What?
I've been following legislation.
Yeah.
In our... The two bills that we hate and one bill that we love have all... Operations Committee and are going to their respective house for a floor vote. They've kind of got a lot of momentum now, and they're going to be harder to stop.
Yeah.
The ones we don't like, the two Carnegie bills, and the...
So last... Last weekend, I thought that the Carnegie bill, it was going to the suspense file, and there was a lot of talk about it going into the suspense file, and I thought that because it was going into the suspense file because it had finances attached to it and could affect the economy... it was going to die. That's a lot of the talk that I heard.
But no,
I was really surprised
this
week. No, they went through the Appropriations Committee on the 20th, and unfortunately, both of them passed through committee.
Yeah.
So I thought that they were going to be held and basically die in the suspense file and die in committee. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they both passed through right now.
So what's that mean?
So that means that... there was no amendments attached to them. Nothing got added to it, and they're in the next step. So now it's in the next step and it goes to vote in the next committee. And once it basically, if it didn't get held here, there's a very strong possibility it's going to go to the governor.
Yeah. So they're going to the floor vote for their, so the two Senate bills, Jones bill and the 7979, they will go to the Senate floor for a general Senate vote, and then AB 1512 will go to the whole assembly. Now, those bills will get voted on there, and they're very likely to pass through. I mean, it's hard to imagine them not passing. Then they'll go to the opposite house. So the Senate bills will go to the assembly, and the assembly bill, the Senate, they will go through a resource committee or two, and they'll go to the appropriations committee, and then they'll go to that floor for a vote. And if there was no amendments in between, then they'll go to the governor. So it's a process, and we'll just keep following it and trying to do the best we can, supporting the bill we like and opposing the two bills we strongly.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I mean, nobody should be surprised that our government has their head in areas we don't want to discuss when it comes to our, you know, the general public and recreation. You know, their head is in a bank or somebody's checkbook. It's not in our best interest, and I don't have any problem saying that.
Yeah.
With these bills, with inside the house where they're being voted on, and they're moving around, like all these members owe favors to one another.
Sure.
Right, because everybody's carrying bills, and everybody wants support for their bills.
Sure.
And it's just hard for them to kill a bill for one of their colleagues.
Right.
Right.
So what's the point of having a government? I mean, what's the point of having these people up? Well, no, there's no reason for it because they're going to do what's best for them.
I mean, it's a pretty good system. It's not perfect, but if a bill is genuinely bad, and plenty of bills get killed throughout the sessions, the governor doesn't have the same kind of pressure on him. And the governor will kill a bill, and you know what the heck can anybody do about it? And honestly, appropriations can kill bills. And we had a Carnegie bill killed a couple years ago by Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher, a pretty liberal Democrat from San Diego. And you know we lobbied her hard, and she killed one of those bills.
Yeah, but
those things can take place.
But they all come back.
Yeah.
You kill it, and they put a paint it a different color, and they bring it back.
Right, Carnegie's.
Yeah. Carnegie's is coming back 5 years in a row.
Yeah, it's the fifth or the sixth.
So they're not going to leave it alone until they can kill it or until they can pass it. Right. So to me, see, this is why I have no faith in our system, because to me, if you kill it, then that's it. It's done. It's over. Forget about it. Move on. Let's move to something else. But no. They don't want to do that. You know, they want to bring it back again. And we're paying for all of this insanity.
Yep. Every which way that they can try it.
So
it's one of the things with Carnegie. The attorney has already filed the suit and has started the legislation. He already said that that it's not going to stop with the Tesla and Meta expansion for this. If he doesn't get his way with this expansion, he's just going to go after the SVRA itself.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's devastating to see what's going on with it.
This dude who lives next door has filed a whole bunch against Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
Some he's done well and some he hasn't. You know, he blocked access for off-roaders to the four-wheel drive area. He has an easement that goes across the park to his house. And he made it that nobody could cross his easement, and it effectively made it so we couldn't get to the four-wheel drive area.
Sure.
I think they had to build a bridge or something. Something screwy. So this guy really is just a bad person, as far as we're concerned. He just doesn't like us, and it's.
What's his name?
I'm looking it up right now.
Connolly.
Yeah.
Connolly, and his wife is Garamendi, and Garamendi's his wife's brother is a congressman.
Yeah. Well, see, there's where it's at. And he's a lawyer, so he doesn't have lawyer fees.
This guy's a trial attorney, so he's a smart guy,
sure.
And he understands how the system works.
Right. Well,
and
he knows exactly
what to do.
All right. I wouldn't say he's a smart guy. I'm just going to say he's a lawyer and knows how to play the game. Hold on a second, Ed. We got to take a quick break. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
By the way, we really want to give a shout out to the good folks at
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. We've got Wayne Miller Mobile Tire. If you're stuck at a construction site, you need some help. If you're stuck on the side of the road, give him a call. He's available for all your automotive needs. 619-528-8200.
Also, Southwest Point of Sale, if you're having problems getting employees for your grocery store, gas station, or liquor store, or just a retail store, give it up. Go with a self-checkout system backed by national cash register. You can't beat it. They'll give you 724 service. 7 days a week. Call them at 800-540-2149. Jeff, Mark, Beth, Ted, Tony, and Ramon will help you out. Don't mess around with trying to find employees. If they don't want to work, they don't want to work. There is an alternative, and I'm telling you, it's called self-checkout. Go ahead, check it out. If Costco and Walmart and Home Depot can do it, so can you. All right, so let's go to Nicole. What do you got for us today, kid?
So I would just
go ahead and pull your mic up a little bit.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Last week I forgot to talk about my off-road run that was on Otay Truck Trail, which was a beautiful, gorgeous day. We took the run all the way to the antennas at the top.
Wow.
And then headed back down the backside. One thing I did notice was there was a lot of trash on that trail. And it's probably immigrants. Because that's right by the border, and there's border patrol there. So we just want to make sure that when we're out on the trail that we leave it better than it was. So even if it's not our trash, we could pick it up and take it with us.
Sounds like another event needs to go out there and clean the place up.
Yeah, we can possibly look at hosting one out there and teaming up with them. There's a lot of trigger trash out there. It's the backside of the South Bay Rod and Gun Club. It's a really awesome destination spot. It's local to San Diego. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take very long to get to, and you get to the tops of the mountains and you have some gorgeous views of San Diego.
I see it when I fly in from the east.
Mm-hmm.
I go, geez, I wonder how I could get to that trail. I could get to that truck, because you can see
the
snakes all over the place.
I drove by there yesterday and I was like, wait, I didn't go up that trail. I was like, I want to do that one next time. So it looks really neat. Yeah. It was a good time.
But we ought to put together a cleanup.
Yep. I just put it on the calendar. Well, not the calendar. I just put it on the agenda. We'll set up a date and a time to plan it. The only problem is Border Patrol is going up and down those roads pretty frequently, and the roads are single lane. So it's hard for us to stop on the trail. So and walking might be a little dangerous. So that's
trail etiquette comes into play. You need to know who has the better
the better
situation. Who, if you're going uphill, you know, do you back down and to a spot that what spot is closer? Is there easier access for somebody to slightly pull off the trail without getting into a dangerous situation and allowing
the
other to pass?
Yeah, we definitely had that predicament when we were coming up. We had five Jeeps in our group, and we were going uphill, and there were two vehicles coming down, and they were technically supposed to back up so we could get past, but instead they just sat there, and so we ended up having to back down, which
did
is kind of dangerous. No, but we did mention the trail etiquette that technically they were supposed to back up, and they said they didn't see a turnout above So they weren't sure where they would have been able to pull off.
Don't just go over the cliff.
No.
No. But not. Even so, then, even then in that aspect, it is still safer for them to back up the hill than it is for the person going up the
and
hill
back
down the hill.
Don't you need to let the Border Patrol know if you're going to be doing a cleanup on that trail?
Yes. Yeah. We would definitely have to.
We get a hold of the that's actual Cleveland National Forest. So right. We'd have to get a hold of the Cleveland National
Forest, get a permit
yes. for the cleanup.
And we would do all that.
They would notify the Border Patrol. They notify the fire department, the police department, and everybody that's going to be out there, part of the permit.
And see, and that's another thing with having the border wide open. These people come in, and I know, I go to Mexico, I used to go to Mexico a lot, and they love throwing trash out the window.
I lived right there for 6 years. I lived in Del Zura, off of Maroon Road, right there.
And they just, they're tremendous. I mean,
I lived on an 80-acre horse ranch, and we had a well overflow that was near my part of the property where my house was. And I constantly had illegals coming through to come to my well overflow to get fresh water to drink and continue on the trail.
Right.
So, you know, I.
But then they leave all their trash along the side of the road.
Yeah. And then they take yours too. Like if you have clothes out on the line, anything along those lines,
really?
They come in and they'll take anything of yours out of your yard to help them along the way. And they leave everything, you know, when they're, they don't take it with them. So they'll sit there, they'll make a little lunch, they'll have whatever, they leave everything there and then continue on. They don't, because they don't, you know, they've got miles and miles to hike. They don't want to carry it with them.
And not only that, I was in Mexico teaching Hispanic technicians at a Chrysler dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So the service director was taking us, we're going to go out and just wanted to see the country.
Yeah.
So he stopped at a liquor store, he threw a case of beer in the back and he popped four beers and gave us each a beer. And I said, "You're drinking and driving?" "Oh, yeah, don't worry about it." So he's drinking and driving and showing us this and showing us that. And then when he gets done with his beer, ching, slings it out the window. I go, "What are you doing?" Yeah. He says, "Oh, don't worry about it." He says, "That's what we do here." He says, "There's always somebody that'll come by and pick it up."
That's interesting. Yeah. Because there's not always people that come by and pick
it
up.
I know. The place was filthy.
And that's,
had beer cans, everything down. But anyway, I digress.
All the more reason we need to host a cleanup out there.
Yes, we do.
We should probably see if Gun Owners Association, Gun Owners Radio, wants to team up with us, and we can do it. Because back there on the hills, there's a lot of really good areas to set up and do target shooting out there. And so,
just get with Mike or Rich, and I'm sure, because they've talked about, you know, hooking up with you guys and doing some other stuff as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll set up a date for that, and hopefully we can get a bunch of volunteers to come out and help us clean up the trails.
Yeah, but if you've never heard of Otay Truck Trail, if you're newer into off-roading, it's on the backside of San Diego, out in Otay. It's got beautiful trails that you can do. Simple. Most of them are fire road. Most of them Border Patrol use quite frequently, so it's nothing difficult.
Right.
You know, pretty much stock I don't even think, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've been out there.
You're
in
a Volkswagen can make it.
I've been shooting out the back of the hill. So, you know, my Volkswagen Jetta's definitely made it through a lot of Otay before.
I bet the undercarriage of that car is destroyed. Good God.
I can say I've actually had to replace the
a few things.
It's the shield, the cover, the belly pan cover. I actually did have to replace that.
Yeah, I know.
That was after we went up to Kern and we went through the Sierras, and I went on some trails in the Sierras and the tops of mountains up there.
On page 39 of the owner's manual, it says,
"Who reads the owner's manual?
This is not an off-road vehicle."
Who reads the owner's manual?
Well, there's
any
that
vehicle
too.
Could be an off-road vehicle.
Well, that's true if Audrey's driving it.
You just
so,
might get stuck.
If Audrey ever wants to borrow your vehicle, folks, I highly recommend you don't, because she will bend it. You have that.
I put a little bit of a dent in it, maybe some, you know, wisps, some scratches, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes you've got to bend it to get it through the trail.
Yeah. I was with Land Rover one year. We were out at Willow Springs, and there's a big off-road area to the north. And that's all that girl kept screaming at me. "Don't you scratch my Jeep. Don't you scratch my cruiser or Land Rover."
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like this. I'm almost laying on the door. I go, "Well, how do you recommend I don't do that?" Because a stupid thing will go anywhere.
Right? Yeah. They're great.
So that's good that so I think that'd be a good on the agenda, just get another cleanup going.
Yeah. Oh, Taiwan. That'd be great. Definitely.
And I'm sure there's more than one trail out there by the border.
There's lots of them. There's lots of them.
And I'm sure that when these people are coming across, they're just, like you said, they're just dumping trash as they come.
Mm-hmm. The whole backside, Otay is a popular, it's because you up and over the hill down in and you're basically in Otay and they don't have too far to go. So unfortunately you do get a lot of coyote activity, illegal activity there. And there's definitely more. You can see as you're going down the fire roads and stuff, you can see what you would think would be an animal trail cutting across, and it's
a game
not
trail.
You can see, and then sometimes like for nighttime they have little reflective tags that they put on, they just tie it on to brush every often, so they can find their way up and over and through at night. It's kind of crazy. So I learned a lot living out there.
I bet you did.
So once again, pack it in, pack it out.
If you see it, don't leave it. We'll definitely do a cleanup for that one. Aside from that, let's see. I just was driving through this weekend. I went out to the river, out to Parker, Arizona. Only took the Jeep out a little bit and to a couple of little crevices and canyons. I'm not too familiar, and I didn't have anybody with me. So I didn't want to be stupid about it and go too far in and out. Had a lot of fun out in Parker. Drove through Glamis this weekend. You have to drive right through Glamis to get out there the way that we go.
How'd it look?
And, pristine. Pristine.
Was it hot?
No, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was 78 yesterday and 72 today, and no wind at all. Just couldn't ask for better weather out there this weekend.
Is there anybody out there?
We saw one guy riding in the dunes when we were driving through.
Well, because everybody thinks it's super hot out there right now.
Yep. Yeah. We saw one guy out there, and that was it when we were coming through. But no trail, no tracks, all fresh sand, all just
pristine.
Just gorgeous. So, end of the season, and I'm going to say there's probably a couple more weeks left before it gets too hot out there, and you can't make it out there anymore. But. And
no permit required.
Nope. After May 1st, you don't to have a permit. So you don't have to have a pass to go out there right now. There's no fee or anything. So we just stopped and put my feet in the sand. And so
most people do that at the ocean.
I just have to do it at the dunes.
I know. Otherwise, then the dunes will be mad at you that you didn't at least leave your mark.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll chat with Ed some more, see how he's doing since he caught his breath on that last 15-minute segment right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
When you say that's it, boy, I'm finally beat. You're going 90 miles an hour down a dead
street. All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Right. Oh, that's good our job, little Brian. That's Nicole's young son.
Yes, it
How
is.
How old are you, Brian?
Eight.
Eight?
Eight. Oh,
wow.
Man, you're getting old.
Well, yeah. How long have you been off-roading?
Not that long.
About what, 7 years? About 7 years.
No, not 7 years.
You don't think your mom drug you out there when you were a little baby out in the sand?
No.
She left you home? I would, too.
But you like off-roading now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool, too. Yeah. All right. So what'd you say?
Well, I was going to have Jared McLeod call in from Friends of Oceana Dunes and give us an update. And unfortunately, he does HOA property maintenance, and they had an emergency. So unfortunately, we are going to miss our Oceana Dunes update for this week. And we're not going to, unfortunately, have Jared call in. He was going to give us a little bit of a briefing for what the third lawsuit is and what they're doing with that, because that's the one where instead of us being on the defense, we're actually going to be on the offense, and we are now going after them. So I was hoping to get a little bit more of an explanation and a breakdown with somebody who's more familiar with it, as I have not read the lawsuit. I don't know what the lawsuit is. I've just had conversations in regards to what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to get it firsthand from Friends of Oceana Dunes.
Sure.
But unfortunately, Jim Sudi is not available this weekend, and Jared had an work emergency. So hopefully next weekend we can have Friends of Oceana Dunes call in and give us an update where we're at in, you know, different stages. Definitely just push membership. We need as much support as we possibly can with us and our membership for San Diego Off-Road Coalition, and then us helping out different organizations and different things. So we did renew our contract with our lobbyists this year and everything. So we are very excited to announce again, or reiterate, I should say, because we did announce to save the date for the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. But we do have our upcoming fundraising event, which is the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. It is confirmed. We've got our permit confirmed with the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, for Saturday, November 13th out at Superstition. So we have been calling it the 16th annual, but I think we just have to call it the 16th Lost Lizard since we skipped last year.
Yeah,
and
everybody's having that issue. So I don't.
Yeah. So I think annual, and it's so hard for me to break that habit. I've been saying annual for so long now. I've been putting
it
on.
I would still say it because everybody's just ignoring 2020 anyway.
Yeah.
So, let's just ignore it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So what we need to do in November, you say?
Yep. Yep, it's going to be...
So September, let's do a KUSI, and October, let's do a KUSI.
That would be absolutely
awesome.
Fantastic.
In fact, if you even want to do an August, you can, you know, you can.
Yeah, that would be great.
Or a July.
I would love to.
Or do a July.
Yeah.
Because I haven't gotten any requests for car shows yet. I'm still... But I was told as of mid-June, I can start having people back in again.
Okay.
At the station, so... And I'm going to kind of fudge next Sunday and have one guy in. For that Memorial Day show, but let's make sure we set some dates up.
So the registration is now live. Yes. So you may just need to refresh your page because it's giving it has time to propagate and get on the World Wide Web. So just check out our website at sdorc.org, and you'll be able to find it on our homepage and also on our Fun Run page.
And this is an event anybody and everybody can attend. You don't have to be a hardcore off-roader.
No,
yeah.
We encourage newbies. If you just purchased your off-road vehicle, you just purchased your 4x4
Toyota,
or you're thinking about buying one.
And you're driving a Volkswagen Jetta, and you keep beating the snot out of it, and you keep hearing Audrey talk about it. She finally got smart and got a real off-road vehicle. Bring it out. Audrey can show you how to do everything in a Volkswagen Jetta. It's not even a problem.
So any off-road vehicle is welcome.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not a race. It's do it at your own pace. We have little kids.
School.
I have kids that come out. My nieces and nephews have been doing it for the last few years. They did it on 50s. You know, we have checkpoints every so often, so you only ride for a few miles,
right,
and then you get a checkpoint, you get a break. You get to play games.
And don't
at
you have
that
somebody
checkpoint.
That kind of follows the groups just as cleanup?
Yeah,
we have a sweep
so that if you get caught on the course, if you're broke down or stuck on the course,
we'll definitely
help you out any way that we can. We do have the, for those that have been out there and been off-roading for a long time and you just need to know that you have somebody out there with you, we will have challenging red courses, which will be more difficult, you know, 35 required, front and rear lockers required.
Mm-hmm.
Body damage will occur. There's not may, will occur.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
You guys
have got some crazy obstacles out there.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
The backside of Superstition is there's littered with trails on the backside of Superstition. And some of them are, I mean.
It's a great variety of obstacles. So you've got rocks, you have loose sand, you have dunes, you have everything. You have a lot of whoops.
Yeah.
So you've got red, What's the next one down?
Green. So the green course is the basic course everybody
okay,
can
so
go on.
Okay, so there's no
in between. No, there's no in between. Which we might have this year, because this year I asked Amy Vollmer to step up and help us out. She lives down in the valley in El Centro. So Superstition is like her backyard. And her and John Foster, her boyfriend, have offered to go out and get us some more trails. So there's a possibility that we may have new trails to be out there.
That'd be fun.
And basically, like for TDS last year, Tierra del Sol's Desert Safari, because we couldn't have trails at Ocotillo Wells, we couldn't have permits there. They went over to Superstition and held runs at Superstition, where they had like five guided courses. So they had a front and a tail, and they went out and they did difficult trails with a front and a tail, so they could lead and have
lead
the follow.
And follow.
Yeah, yeah, and they had, you know, 6 to 10 rigs per group that went out, and they went out and did the trails, and it was really great. Just excellent learning experience. When you're out there, you're new, you have it in there, having the backup, having the trail boss that go with you and show you and lead the way. And then, you know, when you're new and getting into it, watching somebody go through the trail prior to you and seeing where they're putting their tires at, how their vehicle flexes and what it does and how it gets through it, you know, it helps you to get through and see.
And I'm sure you stagger that group. So the boss will say, have you ever done this before? No. Okay. You need to go back a couple of vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having them at the very first and to experiment.
Yeah.
So Ed, are you going to be up and around and be able to go to this event?
Very likely. I think so. What, Lost Lizard?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll be good to go there. I'll be marking the route. And
riding your motorcycle again with the bent forks. It'll be great.
Yeah. And my three-wheeler. And hopefully I'll be carrying Max around. You guys remember we have a giant stuffed lizard. And if you catch the lizard out on the route, then you get a free raffle ticket.
He is. My mom made him. He's like 4 foot tall.
Is he the raffle? Is he the lizard?
We strap the lizard. We tie him. We literally bungee cord him to Ed's back. Last year, he has like a 4 foot tail on him. He's like 4 foot tall, and he has like a 3 or 4 foot tail. Well, it's like 2 foot now, because last year it got stuck in Ed's wheel.
Wouldn't that go into the wheel?
Yeah, it did. It totally did.
I think the exhaust had something to do with that, too.
It kind of melted it down a little bit.
We were really lucky
Ed didn't catch on fire.
You need to put a stick. Yeah. No, you need to put a stick in that tail so it sticks straight out.
Yeah.
Or at least straight up like a whip.
Yeah, yeah. But he had a little bit of repair work done to him, so he'll be around this year. We will have him again. He's usually either strapped to the back of Ed on Ed's three-wheeler or on Ed's dirt bike. Or we might not want Ed on a three-wheeler and a dirt bike this time, even though it is in 5-6 months. He may be taking my Jeep, and he may be passenger or strapped to the rear tire of the Jeep or something, or passenger in the Jeep, Ed may be out on the Jeep.
Strap Ed to the back of your Jeep?
I've done it before.
Yeah, and Audrey's husband, KJ, has had driven around with Max on the Jeep before.
Yeah.
It has a name.
That's something.
Yeah, Max. He's our lost lizard. He's our mascot, is Max. He's on most of our shirts.
Right, the lizard.
He's Max.
A cutie.
Yeah. How long have we had Max as our mascot?
I don't know. At least 18 or 20 years.
Yeah.
I can't even remember exactly. It's long. Maybe more. Maybe.
Well, it was back when the flat-tail horn lizard first got associated with the Ocotillo Wells, because that's when.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, so
that was in 98. The first listing petition.
Yeah, so almost 23 years ago.
Yeah, I believe that.
So we recommend everybody pre-register on our site, and you'll get discounted registration and an event shirt. Mm-hmm. And the packets will be waiting for you when you get to the event on November 13th.
How much to register?
Or 12th.
Yeah.
Or the 12th, yes. Friday, you can register on site on the 12th.
You can sign up.
Yep. And on the 13th.
Is it a discount to do it online?
It's discounted rate until October 1st.
Do you know the price?
From October 1st to October 29th, it's $35 for the hand and $15 for the shirt beforehand. So it's $50 for the early bird package right now. You can buy just a hand. You can get multiple shirts if you want to add more shirts on.
Sure.
They're less expensive right now until May 1st. And then after May 1st, then May 1st, October. After October 1st, now until October 1st. After October 1st, the price will slightly increase. $5 a hand, $5 for shirts. And then it'll be on site cost will be, what is it? I think it's 45 on site and 25 for the shirt. So I think it'll be 70 altogether on site.
Gotcha.
So we did have to raise our costs this year. We haven't raised our prices. The 6 years that I've been doing it, our costs have not increased.
But everything else is increased.
But everything
That's
else
exactly
is
why.
Increased.
The so shirt costs year, have gone up.
Yeah, this year's shirt prices have gone up on us. And permit costs has gone up on us. Plus, you know, we are lucky if we get the lights and the toilets and the dumpster donated. Right now, event tent, that cost is increased by almost $700. We're a nonprofit that fights to keep the deserts and trails open. We try not to spend our funds on things that we don't need to spend our funds on. We try and get everything donated that we possibly can.
This is the guy you get in the tent from, tell him to come to KUSI.
Yeah.
And we'll thank him on air for donating a tent and tell him, hey, this is the kind of guy, this is a company that cares about you and your recreation.
Yes.
That's what you got to do, because then it's kind of guilting him.
Yep.
But, you know, otherwise he's just going to charge you and take the money to the bank. But if he can get a little positive publicity, and if it's a big tent, it's probably only one company here in town that does it.
Oh, there's a couple of them. San Diego Party Rentals, Bright Event Rentals.
But we usually get the tent through a company that's closer to the event.
Yeah, so you don't have to haul
in the valley. Right. Yeah, because otherwise you have to pay more for the delivery and pickup.
But yeah. I mean, that's what I would do. All right, hey, we got to take a quick break. You're all listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, right here on FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by our good buddy, Chris Wiley.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., PRMI, out. They're here to help you with any of your mortgage needs. If you're looking to buy a house, if you're a first-time buyer, if you're looking to refinance your home, if you're looking to get an FHA loan, or U.S. loan? What is it?
You can get a refi. You can get a reverse mortgage.
Reverse mortgage.
Military.
It's the U.S. reverse mortgage.
If you have a GI Bill and you don't know what to do with it, you need help to get a house for a buck.
Yep. Chris Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. He does all of San Diego County. Give him a call at 619-722-1303.
He just likes living in Alpine just like I do.
Yeah, he ran into us at... Yeah.
Audrey, didn't he come to our meeting?
We had our Lost Lizard meeting up in Alpine at Casino Inn, and we were out on the patio eating dinner and talking Lost Lizard and talking different, I think we were actually talking legislation at the time, but he invited his friends. He got our email, and then they sat at a little table, and he came over and he gave input in and talked
to
us. Yeah, he was talking about... Green Valley Falls and getting it open for off-roading again, and what we could do, and how do we get one of those trails open that's been closed for years now. And so I said, you know what, that's definitely one that we can look into, and we can definitely see what we can do. I know that the Cuyamaca State Park is going through a lot right now, because it has commons open for it, just like Anza Borrego State Park does for its camping fees, and different fees right now. So it's definitely open for possibilities, because when they're doing that, they're open to suggestions for different things so that they can get more people in. If they're looking to increase their camping fees, then they're looking to get more
people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Nicole, how can somebody help?
Well, you can become a member of SDORC. That's the number one way you can help. All of our funds go to maintaining our OHV and off-road areas, keeping them open to the public, and preventing legislation from passing that would jeopardize our off-roading areas.
And how much does that cost?
So it costs $25 per year. And you can do that on our website at sdorc.org.
Yes.
Yeah. And tell your friends. Now, whether you're, we don't even care if you're an off-roader, no offense, but we don't really care. But if you believe in freedom and if you believe in having the trails and the backcountry that belong to you open,
yep.
We can't do it alone. We really, really can't. It's the biggest, I mean, nobody works harder than Ed. He's laying in a hospital bed and he's still working feverishly Monday through Friday to keep us up to date on what's going on from a legislative point of view. I'm sure. I mean, am I wrong in what I just said, or have you been working?
Dave, you know what? I got my magazine columns. I have two columns for SNS Offroad Magazine. I got them both done this past week from my hospital bed.
See, and that's a good reason to crash. You got caught up.
I got caught up. I never miss my deadline, Dave.
Good man. Good man. Good man.
Good job.
So what were the articles? You know, what were the topics of the articles?
Well, I have a political one. So it's all the topics we talk about here.
Gotcha.
I updated on Oceano Dunes. You know, there's four lawsuits, and I discussed each of those. And of course, I talked about legislation, the bills that we're chasing after. And then I talked about the Lost Lizard Fun Run and how it's such a fun event. And for those of you out there in radio listening land who don't know, this is a really fun event, and it's not a very difficult thing to do. You could even borrow a Jeep or a pickup truck from a friend, or if you have one and you never really put it in four-wheel drive, you can get up not too early in the morning, make it out to the event, sign up, have a great day driving around. Every time you get to a checkpoint, it's fun. You play the game. You pull the card, you know, who knows what kind of hand you'll get. And then you come back and we have a raffle. We have some food. You can talk to other people. We're going to have some vendors there showing off some stuff. And you can drive home and make it to bed at a reasonable time.
Sure. Or so you can spend
the night.
Recommend
you want to have
a
great adventure in the desert.
But you can spend the
open
night
camping.
If you want to sleep out under the stars.
Yeah, it's free camping. Superstition is no pass required, no fee required, but it is open desert, open camping. So you have to be aware there's no bathrooms out there.
Right.
There's no facilities out there.
So you got to hold.
We'll have porta potties out there for our event, but but you just bring a bucket. You know, I don't look at me like that. I have the shower
near
tent
base camp
that is
bring
utilized.
A bucket.
Yeah, you got
for
the
tent
Home
camping.
Depot
you
has
don't
a
need
Home
to go
Depot
any
red
farther
orange
than...
bucket. I got a little
there are many
seat.
Portable
it
potties.
Has a
thank you.
Seat
thank you.
Lid that goes directly
thank you, Nicole.
Onto it.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
By the way, I did buy an old van and it has a porta potty in it. It's only about this tall and about this wide.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I opened the lid.
I got wide hips.
Out.
I can't even sit in that thing. Like, I got wide hips. I don't fit.
You would fall off. You would fall off. I know.
I can't deny my curves. I love my curves.
I hear
so
you.
Yes, Lost Lizard, definitely. You want to make it out to that.
Well, yeah, and that's true. I mean, we're joking around, but you can make it a one-day event.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
You don't have to camp
it's
out
not
there.
Time
no,
sensitive.
No. The as long as you make it out by 11 o'clock in the morning, you want to be on the trail before 11 a.m. So you want to leave to head out there by seven.
And
if
you
you're
kinda
coming from San
stay
Diego,
there,
you get out there about 9.
Kind of stay there once the sun goes down, so you can see more stars than you can imagine.
Oh, the stars out there are unreal!
Until
it's so
you've
beautiful
experienced,
out there.
I mean, if you've never done it. You got to at least stay until 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's only an hour and a half, what, 2 hours?
Well, the
drive.
Raffle starts at 5 and it goes until about 7. So you would be heading home after dark anyway.
Yeah, so that's what I highly recommend it. And it's a Saturday. It's not overly complicated. You going to have any food?
No. Yeah, we will have a food vendors. I know for a fact we'll have one, whether or not we have multiple or not. But if you're looking to vend out there, we are definitely looking for vendors. If you want to have a business, you want to set up and showcase any of your product on site, please reach out to us, info@sdorc.org. You can go to our website, www.sdorc.org. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for on-site vendors. If you want to
volunteers.
Be there, we're looking for volunteers to help us out. We have a monthly committee meeting where we will meet and get together and discuss, you know, what we have.
What about a chili competition?
Like a cook-off?
Well, just go out there and have a chili competition. I can hook up with the Krager guy now that just opened a little store in Alpine.
Yeah.
And he sells the snot out of Kragers. Mm. You know, maybe we could have, you know, maybe either a barbecue.
That's a possibility.
Or I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
And see if he'd sponsor it.
Yeah.
And then, because I bet you there's 8 out of 10 off-roaders cook out in the desert.
Oh, yes. If you don't.
And maybe not chili. Maybe just.
One thing about our club when we get together is we are food people. Yeah. Like when we get together, we eat.
So you think chili would be good, or do you think like ribs or
ooh, barbecue always is good.
Yeah. We'll just have a barbecue contest.
You can't deny barbecue. Yeah.
How about a barbecue contest?
Sounds really good.
I know. What do you think, Ed?
That sounds delicious. Really good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So just while you guys were talking, I went ahead and renewed my membership to SDORC. So it's that easy. So just get online right now.
You were lagging.
No, mine doesn't expire until the end of June.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, but I got my renewal email. So once again, it's that easy. Just get on your computers and go to SDORC.org and become a member for $25.
And that's the cool thing about SDORC. They will remind you when your registration or when your membership is coming due.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to be bugged. Well, I do.
Oh, I love renewal emails.
If I don't get bugged, then I forget.
And yeah.
Then sometimes I do it more than once because I forgot if I'd already done it. I just did that the other day.
And it's a great reminder as to what we're doing. So if you read the email, it talks about where the money's going and what we're still
And that's one thing.
The cause.
You guys are super transparent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really are. You know, what we need to do is we need to get some of the other groups to come on the show. Like Corva.
We are going to reach out to Brian Henry with ASA and have him come back on and see. And I know Ed reached out to Amy Granite with Corva to see if she wanted to come in and
talk.
Come
in studio. Have fun.
Unfortunately, both of them aren't near us, so they wouldn't be able to come into studio.
Sure, they will. We give them a little off-roading out in the desert, spend the weekend, a little staycation. Come on, you guys got
it. Amy is wonderful, wonderful person.
Yes.
She lives in Sacramento, so that helps us with capital work, but she's far from here.
One other project we're working on, and we need your help, is the Rebel Rally.
Yes.
We have the winners in studio as we speak with Audrey and Nicole, and Brian's doing tire changing. So we're looking for sponsorship. Whether it be parts, pieces, I tell you, make me crazy, Audrey, because I'm doing an interview with Ford and their new Lightning pickup truck. 100% electric. So I'm thinking, but I couldn't do it on the interview, so I've reached out to Ford to see if they might be interested in running a Lightning pickup.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We could still totally... right now fit that in and get it in. The Rebel's limited on the all electric vehicles, so I already reached out in regard to ask if I'm still okay with the ID4 right now and having it come in. We're still okay right now, but we're getting
Volkswagen time's would bring, running out. Volkswagen would bring the backup trailer.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be anything the Rebel folks would have to do. But Amy knows.
It's the course. We have to take a completely different course. We require additional charging station. You have to be able to go 300 miles. And the ID4, the max is out at 120 off-road. So.
I think it's a little longer than that.
Of course, Tanner Faust, the longest he did was 118.
Well, that's because he had his foot in it.
Well, what do you think I will do?
Oh, that's right. Who am I think I'm talking to? Folks, I hope you've enjoyed SDORC Dirt Radio. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.